Our hero this week, I want to mention three people. One is Stephen Williford, who was the wonderful former NRA instructor who stopped the church shooter. A really marvelous man and a marvelous story. If you haven't watched the video of his interview with Louder or Chowder or some of his other interviews I put up, very inspiring and a great example of why gun ownership is so significant and does such an amazing job of protecting law-abiding citizens. I can't stress enough to you the story of what gun ownership does to protect the law-abiding citizen and what could happen to the law-abiding citizen in many parts of this country if that gun owner was not there, and it's a perfect example. It's another perfect example of why they need assault rifles. It made an extraordinary difference that he had the weapon that he had. If he just had a pistol, it could have been a very different story. The second person I wanted to mention was Jaron Lanier, who is a real visionary of the technology world, has been for quite a while. And he gave an interview in the New York Times. Jaron Lanier can hear the digital future, and it's very, very insightful. Very insightful, and I can't recommend it to you enough. I link to it on the Salary Report, but you can pick it up with a search. And he reams Facebook, and they deserve every bit of it. And finally, I wanted to mention Congressman Mike Kelly. I put up several videos of him absolutely reaming the IRS for groundless seizures. The reality is, you've got more than a few agencies. The IRS is one of them, running around and doing Sheriff of Nottingham extortion seizures, basically coming after innocent businesses, stealing their money before they have the grounds or the basis to accuse them of anything. And even when they can't find anything wrong and the investigation is over, they refuse to give things back. So it's basically using the powers of government to run a for-profit business without regard to what the real law is. And it's enormously destructive of small businesses around the country. I did a fabulous interview with Howard Root, the former CEO of Vascular Solutions, a remarkable story of someone who fought back. He had been an attorney before he started his own company and built it into a very successful medical equipment company. And the feds came after him, tried to shake him down. He fought him back and won, but what a frightening, horrible story. And he sold the company because he did not want to be responsible in this environment, in an environment where the Sheriff of Nottingham can just come riding in and cost you $25 million of litigation expenses and 5 years of your life. The DOG, Department of Justice, has more problems. A mistrial was declared in the Senator Menendez's trial, the senator from New Jersey, who was indicted and prosecuted about interceding related to Medicare, related to a friend of his. And I've never looked into the allegations. I have no idea what really happened and whether this was worth prosecuting or not. However, if you look at what it was about, considering that there's $21 trillion missing from the federal government, and the Clintons ran an enormous pay-for-play operation through the Clinton Foundation and other unbelievably corrupt things, pedophilia networks. If you look at all the different things that are going on, whatever Mendez was doing was basically bupkis in the scheme of things, and you wonder, what is wrong here? I suspect the reason they went after him was strictly political, that this was pure politics. But it's another slap in the face to DOJ for, honestly, if you let the rich and powerful, they keep letting the really rich and powerful skate or get out with a big fee. And the reality, it's one of the reasons that the system gets ever more corrupt because the enforcement mechanism is basically backwards.